Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Come on, baby. Ooh. It's Alice at 97.3, and the sound of Van Halen must mean that it is Friday. Oh my God, it's finally here. What a week. Another week. Another one of those weeks. How are you, Vincent?
I'm doing good.
You look happy.
I am happy. I also am excited for Friday.
Yeah.
I mean.
Sure.
Most days.
Right.
I like them. Mm. Busy.
I like some of them a little less. Monday, get out of here.
Yeah.
Come on, Monday. Get it together.
But yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Everything's great. Thursday night football was horrible last night, but it was still football.
Yeah.
And really, you know, focus on it though after I realized, oh, this is a blowout.
Who blew out who?
Buffalo blew out Miami.
Oh.
And there's a guy who plays quarterback for Miami, and he's had more than his fair share of concussions, and he got another one last night.
Oh, no.
Younger guy, too, but...
Oh, that's a bummer.
I mean, this is at the point now where you really got to decide.
You got a big decision to
make.
Have
I made enough money that I can stop doing this and stop risking, like, future...
Thinking ability.
Ramifications. Like, he may already be there.
Yeah.
But at least if you've made enough money that you feel like, I can ride this money with this family.
Right.
As long as we don't.
Because you go another year for, you get more money and then your medical bills are through the roof and it's, you know.
There's a lot.
And you're bankrupt.
So I don't know.
You're not there to enjoy it.
He's a young man and it's very sad.
That's a bummer.
But it does appear to be over for him. Maybe not.
That sucks.
But a lot of people would tell you, you better get out of there, dude.
It should be. But you know, here's a kid. I don't know this guy or how long he's been in the league, but he's got the dream. He's a quarterback in the NFL.
In Miami, no less. Right.
Like 0.00000000, like all the zeros and then a one at the end. That's how many people get to that point.
Right.
Zillions of people have the dream. I'm going to play in the NFL. And like none of them make it. Like the people who are playing right now, like that's none of all the people who are trying to get in there. Like, it's just so tiny. You have a better chance of, like, getting hit by lightning or being a rock star or, you know, whatever. Having a hit record.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what he's going to do.
It's just so sad.
But he's definitely, they said within minutes they knew he was done for the night.
Oh.
Like, as soon as they got him onto the sideline, they went,
is he got one eye pointing this way and one eye pointing?
I don't know what it was, but he's had enough concussions that they very quickly were able to determine he's got to sit. And so there's a young man who's, I don't know, maybe it's wrong and he'll come back. But at, you know, we've watched people and I think for the better that most people now wear helmets when they ride bikes.
Yep.
Most people now ride wear helmets when they snowboard or ski.
Yep.
And it's almost normal.
It is normal.
To be wearing right. a
It's actually
helmet.
Weird if you see, especially a kid without a helmet, but even adults, most adults wear helmets. You throw them on.
I wear a helmet because of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want them to see dad, we're doing it, so they don't question it.
Right. Do you wear a helmet when you're skateboarding, though?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, skateboarding is a reason to wear pads, for sure. At the skate park, yes.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying, like, sometimes you're in town, and you're like, I'm just going to skateboard there.
No.
I know.
No, and not down the street.
You know what, though? That's actually as dangerous as any skate park. I mean, you're in the city.
Well.
It's on even surfaces. There's cars and people.
That's my point is, it has become normal to be extra careful, even though some of us didn't grow up necessarily with that.
Right.
I'm waiting for the day when you see that first person wearing a helmet while driving down the street in their car.
Oh my God.
That, you laugh. That's probably.
Couldn't we just make these? Couldn't we use helmet technology to make cars a safe little bubble?
Well, I mean, you certainly. I saw a thing just the other day where it was a guy who was sitting there painting. And he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
He's a guy who has no use or barely any use of his hands and arms, but he paints with his mouth.
Oh.
And he's good. And the guy who walked up to him said, hey, that's beautiful. You know, tell me about yourself. And he got in that wheelchair from a car accident.
Mm.
So he was someone who.
Mm.
And the story was actually pretty much a bummer, right? But
yeah.
But there it is. Like. Cars can undo what your normal day-to-day experience is.
There's no question. I don't know that a helmet's going to protect you from that. You know, maybe just wrap yourself in bubble wrap and enjoy your life.
Anyway,
ugh.
Looks like Tua's done, but we'll see. That's the quarterback for the Dolphins.
Oh, what's his first name? What do I
Tua.
Know?
Tua Tagovailoa or something like that.
All right.
He's a Hawaiian guy or a Polynesian guy, and the name is tough.
Mm. You said Tua, and I guess I must have thought of Hawk Tua. That's got to kind of suck for him, too.
That he's become.
His first name is her tagline.
Oh.
Talk Tua, Hawk Tua.
She won't be around long.
That's true. Maybe she will. You know, I said the same thing about that bad baby lady, like that.
Well, she's not around. She's doing porn. You don't see her.
No, but
I don't see her.
She's still around. I still see stories about her and her $11 million mansion.
You know what's funny about that girl? The last time you brought her up, I pulled her up just because I always do look for whatever that person looks like now. And this is the chick who made national news or whatever because she fights with her mom so violently that Dr. Phil took her on the show. And then she fought the audience.
Yeah.
Catch me outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's that girl.
Well, what does that mean?
And she's now got family first tattooed on her shoulder.
She must be talking about her own kid. I want to say she was just in a domestic violence situation with this husband guy.
I just looked at that tip. I thought the irony, and she doesn't even see it. Just know that she made it being an absolute tyrant. To her mom, and now she's a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. No, she made her money just being like, what all of us were like, well, that's a loser. We'll never see that loser again.
Off to jail with you.
I'm not seeing this. Maybe I'm just thinking of somebody
Family
else. I don't
first
know.
First bad baby.
Oh, there it is. Bahad Bahabi posts video of domestic abuse and injuries allegedly by her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, they're broken up now. But this is recent?
Like it. Yeah, this was from July 8th.
Oh.
I just never got to the story. Mm. I never got to it, Vinny.
Well, nobody deserves that, but she's certainly, it's surprising to hear it. Hey, maybe she's come around and realized her ways were not the ways. Maybe that's it.
They are the ways. She got all the money. She's, you know, everything. That's the problem. When somebody gets rich off their bad behavior, they're like, oh, well, this is the way. And the rest of us just have to go, well, does seem like you're right.
That parent-kid fight thing, though, when they get out of control, I saw it when I was young, and we saw it with her. That's how she made it. But So scary.
Are you worried about the, you know, the coming teenage years?
Am I worried about them? No. But I also would never lay hands on my kids.
Oh, no.
So,
no, I'm no. not certainly
oh, no,
not
I'm
implying
talking
that.
About fist fighting yeah. dads and sons. No, I've seen that and been like, oh, my God.
Right.
One of you needs to grow up. Preferably both of you, but Jesus, are you kidding me?
You want to hope that, you know, it's a father with his hand outstretched on the top of a kid's head, just, you know, using his wingspan to keep the flailing, like, no, stop.
But anyway.
But a lot of times a person's flailing because that's how they were taught to deal with problems.
Right.
Those are chains that we must break.
So bad baby's doing better now?
I don't know what she's doing. All I know is the last thing I saw out of her, I actually can't believe I remembered that. Like, why would I remember anything about that girl other than that she's a porn star? It was on Dr. Phil.
Because she's apparently trash news.
Apparently. I know. It's so funny. Well, anyway, maybe the Hawk Tua girl will also become a porn star and have all the money. I don't know. I mean, isn't that the dream these
days?
Well,
that was the offer she had on the table, and she said no. So that was sort of me. I thought at the moment, like, you could maybe make enough to be done for life if you do that. Then, you know, true, you're selling your soul. That's
Goodbye,
who
soul.
You are.
Yeah, I feel like if you get offered the porn money and you take it first thing, you were always going to take it. She had just made like 60 grand in merch, Hawk Tua merch sales, like within a week of doing this interview on the street where she became the Hawk Tua girl. So I'm, you know, look, when you go from zero to I have $60,000 in the bank, your first thought, I'm glad to hear, isn't necessarily porn. I'm very glad to hear that she at least was like, well, let me see what I can do with this before I just go the hell with it and take off all my clothes and
go
get an
there.
OnlyFans.
Right.
You know, that's good. I'm glad. You know what? She's a thinker. So good for her. Talk to her. It was a perfect fit.
I'm sure there are plenty of fully developed, healthy grown-ups that would be willing to date someone who has a porn history and not hold it against them regularly.
Oh, you think?
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have trouble with someone walking up to the person I'm standing next to and
big
going,
fan of your work. Oh, I love
I
you.
Love the one video with the three guys. That was incredible.
Just masterful. How'd you do that? Like, did you have to the train special for that?
Did you go to the hospital after that?
Because that looked like it kind of hurt.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm prepared.
I gotta go. I'm going to go pay the check up at the thing, and then I'll just never see you again.
And then I'm going to get in my car and burn rubber.
Yeah. No, you're right. There are people who are definitely, I even think for some men, it's a badge of honor. I got a porn star. I get to have porn star sex all
the
time.
I do think that, but I also know that it can be, it's got to be.
Soul crushing.
Well.
At times. Only at times.
I mean,
all the time.
You know, the boat she has because of the work she did might make up for most of the heartbreak that you feel when you open the internet and go, oh, God, there's my wife. There's the love of my life.
Again. With a different guy. Every time I open it up. And, you know, you want to talk, we were talking about how few, you know, the percentage of people who are start as a little kid and then make it all the way to the NFL and actually are the quarterback on a team. I bet it's even narrower for female porn stars who be like, you can name a few. There's a few, but the ones who have a yacht. Are there any? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like which one?
Well,
Jenna Jameson had a career,
say,
but
I don't think she's
rich anymore.
Well, I don't know what she's got left. She's had serious drug problems. She's had multiple failed marriages and seems to have mental health issues and certainly had a lot of surgery. I don't know if she's got the money left, but she made bank.
Okay, the 20 richest porn stars.
Oh, boy.
Of all time. Number one on this list is, they say right now, Sunny Leone. I do not know this person.
I do not know that person
either. Is the richest porn star in the world. And what is she worth?
$10 million.
$16 million.
So that's more. She's.
You like her?
No, she's very normal looking in the pictures I'm looking at. I don't know her work.
Number two is Riley Reed. Don't know her. She's worth 14 mil. Tara Patrick. I've heard of Tara Patrick.
I know her. I mean, I don't know her, but I know.
Like you know her.
I have seen her work and enjoyed it.
Mia Khalifa.
You know who that is? That lady's in the news a lot.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because she, I believe she's a tweeter.
Oh.
Like, she comments on things and stays very, she's very outspoken, I think.
She says here that she's they say she's a prime example of a star who actually did not make all that much money during her actual adult film career. In a 2019 interview, she revealed she made a grand total of $12,000 for everything that she's got out on video. Thankfully, for her, I guess, she parlayed that into a highly profitable OnlyFans career. So OnlyFans is the answer.
There you go.
And there's a whole huge, Jenna Jameson, they say currently she used to be worth some money. At one point, it's looking like $25 million, but now she's worth about five.
I would have actually guessed that she was worth even more than that.
I don't have,
But that would have been a guess. I don't know. But
you know, yeah, she could have been there. They're telling a bunch of things, but the biggest thing I'm seeing here is she sold a company. Club Jenna was making between $5 and $15 million in revenue each year. And then in 06, she sold that whole company for $25 million to Playboy.
Hmm.
And she was married at the time. And I don't know. Ron Jeremy was worth $4.1 million.
Okay. So listen to this.
Yeah, tell me.
And I don't know this, you know, these counts that I've seen before, who knows how accurate they are. But you said Mia Khalifa made a total of $12,000 for the movies she's
for her
made.
Movies.
On this site, they say here she has 296 videos.
That would be incredibly sad if she made
$12,000. Can you do that division for me in your head, please?
No, but I can do it on the computer here. So it's 12,000 divided by how many?
296.
40 bucks a movie.
Wow. Yeah. And now how much does she have, did you say?
I think she's hold on. What was Mia Khalifa?
Yeah.
$8 million. Well, listen. This is something she said. Grand total of 12 grand for all her. Maybe that was what she had in the bank at that point. And then she got on OnlyFans. They say she makes about $6 million a year from the platform.
Well, it worked out.
Yeah, I guess.
But 40 bucks for a film?
I can't be. I mean, she must have been being hilarious. You know how porn, porn stars. Everything's got to be hilarious.
She's definitely able to accommodate.
Oh, she's one of those stretchy girls. So if you're dating her, people would be like, how do you do that? Now, what do you? Yeah. Size large, you're saying.
Well, I'm
and disappears
I'm
just, the whole thing, huh?
It's very surprising. But anyway, all the stuff is okay, happening. Wow. And if the math is $40 a video, I'm sorry, you got ripped off. I don't know how you let that happen to yourself. Yeah. She's a pretty enough lady.
Yeah, you know, listen, these are all lovely human beings who are doing what they need to do to survive. And some of them are actually getting rich off of it. What I'm saying is, much like that quarterback who finally made it to the top of the heap in the NFL and is now getting these concussions, like, you are probably going to make $12,000 doing this, and then it's going to be over and you're always going to be a porn star. There'll be a guy who's like, I can't date you because 15 years ago, you were at a porn I watched. I'm sorry. It's right. Not happening.
Yes.
You have sold your soul. So think long and hard before you start up that OnlyFans. It sounds like a dream. All the money, and there you are, just, you know, occasionally flashing a nipple. People get bored of that fast.
Well, I think I actually think I could live with someone that, if Christina said, I have an offer to do a nude photo shoot, I would be like, good for you. You should do it. Oh, I mean, if you want to.
Really?
Yeah, nude is totally different to me than hardcore porn. Mm. Like, I just couldn't, I wouldn't be able to go.
What are the parameters of this photo shoot? Like, is she going to be spread eagle somewhere?
Like, yeah, she can do all the stuff, close-up work. She's very pretty all over. Sure. So she would be, she's photogenic. It would go well for her, I'm sure of it. But I definitely would not be able to stand by and say, oh, you're going next level?
Yeah.
I'm going to.
But the photo shoot, like.
This is where I exit.
You're like, can I get all the, I want all the proofs. I need to see every single one of those pictures. For no reason. Just, you know.
Well.
I just want to see them.
I would know some of her best angles for sure. But
you could be a consultant at the photo shoot. And all the dudes taking the photos.
If John wanted
to do a porn.
Male nude photo shoot.
Yes, you know what? I'd let him just, as soon as you said that, I'm like, yeah, I'd let him because it'd be hilarious.
But also, what if he became a star for some particular skill he has or because the look is
unique? You're right. It's a slippery slope. The answer is no, John. I'm sorry. That unique skill of yours, we're keeping that at our house.
Mm. Like, he could wonder if he became a big star here in the Bay Area.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
And he
for
was
him?
The talk of the Castro.
You know what? Then I'll retire and he can make all the money. That'd be great.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to try and make this happen. He's very cute.
He starts doing appearances.
He's got it. You know, he's kept his rig together. Like, he's hot naked. I'm going to start trying to sell John off. That's a great idea.
Speaking of.
Plus, then he'll get laid all the time and he won't need me to do anything. I can just be the lady that we sit around in the backyard laughing about all the money he made.
You wouldn't be able to sit there while he's doing people.
Well, is he happy? It'd be great.
How is he? Speaking of John.
He's running a fever and terrible.
Mm.
Yeah. It's funny because it isn't funny at all. We had huge plans for his 60th birthday party this weekend, and he came down with COVID, tested positive for it on Wednesday. And then in my head, I was like, you better get really sick because you just better. And he proceeded to make all my dreams come true.
He did. Well, that's good.
Like yesterday, he was miserable. So we'll see how he is. I mean, obviously, I hope he's fine, but it would really stick in my craw. Is that a thing? If it was one of those just completely asymptomatic positive COVID tests.
Well, I think it would stick in your craw too if he ended up on a ventilator. So
that would also not be awesome. There's so many bad
suddenly
outcomes.
Suddenly you would be like, boy, I wanted him to be sick, but I didn't want this.
I didn't wish for this. I just wanted it to be inconvenient for him. Yeah, he's definitely sick enough for me. He could stop now. It's fine. Thanks. Thank you for being sick.
Mm.
Make me feel better.
Well, it'll be a fun weekend at your house.
Oh my God, it's going to be so great. And 2 extra days to sit there stewing about it. It's fantastic. All right, Vincent. Are you ready to rock?
I am.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, all the morning show. I'll be right back.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.